Start the show. It'll seem very similar, not too formal. In fact, we've started recording. Hi, everybody, and welcome to Kelsey's. I don't want to start off on the wrong foot, but we expected more. Welcome to Kelsey's, everybody. We've been doing this together, you and I, since 1989. Is that the first time we did this?
Yeah, it would have been 1989. And yeah, that's so what's that, 35?
Yes, it's 35 years. Excuse me. And there's only one other person in the room that was with us the very first time we did what we called the Humble and Fred Christmas Show, and that's Jalece Patterson, who has been putting up with us and Fred for like 100 years. So Jalece is here. And the person that I was with, that's a bunch of ex-wives ago, so let's not, you know, that's a long time.
One note about Jalece, she was up all last night making communal bark, we're calling it. There's a couple of tins of her bark over there that she brought to share with everyone. Can you believe that?
But in true Patterson fashion, there is a small carrying charge.
And what is that, Howard?
Don't take the tin.
Yeah. You can have the bark, but no one gets the tin.
Or if you get the tin, please return it.
For deposit. Okay, so we're going to start. There's going to be some performances. We appreciate everybody here. Dan Duran, are you ready to do your thing?
Yeah, let's get this thing going.
All right. I want to keep the coffee away from the computer. We got the water near that.
Yeah.
And as always, we're pleased that everyone is here. Let me just make sure that I've got this one.
Wasn't it a Christmas show that you poured coffee into the console? Was that 2 years ago?
Yes, I think so.
Okay, yeah. Didn't want to bring it or anything. But.
Was it last year? It was 1 year. Yeah. It was 1 year ago that we were all set to go, and I said, okay, let's get started, and I spilled coffee into some things.
So it's the one-year anniversary of it costing the company, I believe it was $1,134.92.
And you know what?
Yes.
He knows that to the T. All right, so without further ado and delay, let's turn it over to you.
This episode of the legendary Humble and Fred Show, The Gift of Christmas, is being broadcast to the world from Kelsey's on Dundas in Burlington, featuring Humble and Fred's interesting all-Canadian ale on tap. I'm Dan Duran, broadcasting live from the Manny Vargas Zoom Theater and brought to you by the Retirement Sherpa, the Chambers Plan, Bodog, Ridley Funeral Home, and Kelsey's Original Roadhouse. And now here are two men who met with Scrooge, the Grinch, and Krampus, and they all agree these two are the stunkiest of them all. It's Humble and Fred.
Thank you, Dan Duran. And Dahl has actually started going around the room handing out the bark.
Dahl, what a darling. What a darling.
Okay, we're still getting a little, just a touch of it. So I don't know. Can you guys, it is Fred. Okay, just maybe move you a little over a little bit. Can you all hear us fine? That's great. Okay. Well, that's why we wanted you guys as close as possible, because we have a little bit of problem with feedback. So we'll try and mitigate that the best we can. It's this one. How's that? Can you hear us okay?
Well, Bruce is doing the...
Okay, I'm not going to touch this anymore. And by the way, I'm talking about something to do with equipment, not... Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Gift of Christmas, going on 3 decades now, and it's always a pleasure for us, and it's great to do with you. And I was thinking, like, what other than the very first time, it was Fred, Jalece, myself, ex-wife Randy, and a dog, and that was our Christmas. And over the years, it's grown into something like this every year. Do you remember the first time that we did it with more than a couple people? Was it early on? Were we doing it in Brampton, or we did it in the Edge of Bloor and Bathurst?
Yeah, I think so. That would have been 1990, would have been the first communal one. And again, actually, we're into the fourth decade of this, actually. And every year we do one, you can't help, when you're in your 60s, think, is this the last one, right?
I'm serious.
Okay, thank you,
Santa Bummer. Is this the last one for whatever?
Thank you, Santa Bummer.
Bye.
But it's true.
We've thought of ahead. That's why we've taken on Brad Jones from Ridley Funeral Home.
Exactly.
As one of our sponsors.
Exactly.
Because, you know, we are always looking a year ahead.
That's right. And Fred and I are always looking for a deal on death. How much is death going to cost us? Well, with Bradley, we're actually going to meet Bradley Jones here in a second. I was going to say my first memory of when it got bigger than just the four or five of us. And I don't know if anyone in this room was there, but we did our show 1 year. And we've told this story before at the Horseshoe in Toronto. And I remember driving into the city that day, and I had my kid, Charlie, with me. She's probably four or five. And I saw this lineup of like a couple hundred people around the block on Queen Street. And I was thinking, oh, this is how popular are Humble and Fred? Until I remembered that we were giving away free jeans.
Yeah.
So,
Yeah.
So you guys didn't get jeans, but you did get bark this year. So, yeah. I mean.
But here's what I love about that. You mentioned that there's someone here today, I believe, was at that show. Was it you? The lining up to get into the Christmas show.
No. Yeah. Is it you?
Yeah, that hat. It's.
This is 97.
Yeah.
Oh, that's 97. Okay.
Mm-hmm. The actual edge, but I've got the hat.
Well, thank you. Yeah. What's your name, sir?
Gord.
Of course we remember Gord. Dan, do you remember Gord?
Remember Gord, for sure.
Dan has no idea.
But anyway, yeah, he was there in 1997, and here he is in 2024.
Did you cross that? That's
fantastic.
You can say it. Anyway, we're pleased to have you guys here. Part of the reason we're here, obviously, is that we wanted a place that would be a lot of fun. The last couple of times we've done this, a Christmas show and a thing in the fall at Kelsey's. And before we go any further, we'd like you to meet a couple people from Kelsey's, the corporate office. It's Jessica Mantini. And coming to the microphone, Dina Rico, everybody. Dina, want to bring the big check? Hi, Dina. Somehow Dina's in charge of something at Kelsey's, even though she's 14 years old, which is very strange. Dan, just make sure, Dina, do you want to come over and explain? This is for the for BGC Canada, the boys and used to be called the Boys and Girls Club. And what are we giving away today? What is being done today?
Yeah, so today we're.
Hold on. Oh, sorry, Dina, that's my fault. Go ahead.
Today we're donating $50,000. BGC Canada, formerly the Boys and Girls Club of Canada. So we're really, really grateful for all of your help and allowing us to reach this milestone and for joining us today in celebration. So thank you. And thank you, Humble and Fred. You guys
rock. Thank you, Dina.
See, I don't know about you, but I thought that check was going to be for us.
No.
Fine. Fine, Boys and Girls Club, whatever.
And Dina, we'll keep doing this until you're old enough to drink, okay?
That's right.
One day soon.
Seriously. Yes. We wanted to play you a couple little pieces of audio today. You know, you mentioned off the top, Dan, that we're actually serving our beer here at Kelsey's today, which is really cool. Our friends at Stonehooker and the people at Kelsey's Corporate figured this out for us, so that's pretty cool.
Well, and you know when you've made it, you have your own beer, it's on tap, you walk in a bar and you look at the tap and our faces are on the tap. Look at that.
That's right. Yeah.
That's pretty cool, wouldn't you think?
It's kind of weird because like when you want a beer, you have to pull on our heads, which is weird. It sounds dirty, but it's not, so stop it. As we mentioned, the guy that designed our label and was responsible for so much of the Humble and Fred beer fun culture, you may remember this little piece.
Here's to the guys with a cool podcast about weather and dicks and getting old.
Okay, we all.
Interesting.
All right. Thank you. We all know it's a. Hey, see? More Humble and Fred luck. Well, Rich Tunes, everybody. They're right there. Richard, say hi to everyone. There's Rich.
Hey, Rich.
So far, the show is just us introducing people and clapping. I love this. But Rich sent me something, or sent us something. He's redone the Humble and Fred interesting all-Canadian ale jingle just in time for Christmas.
Christmas at Kelsey's for Humble and Fred. Tales of outhouses and dogs pooping in bed. High prices vex Freddy and cause him to shout. If our logs cost too much, then you just go without. How he loves binging while high as a kite. Shows like Black Doves or some porn of at night. One thing they agree that will never get old, unlike them, is a can of all Canadian gold. Interesting, they call it as they drink it all down. Praising Stone Hooker, the best brewer in town. Even Dan can't deny that this beer is no quitter. Savoring it from inside his trailer based shitter. So raise a glass to good times and for no other reason of an interesting smooth ale for this holiday nice season.
All right. So again, we're 10 minutes into the show. There's been nothing but clapping and people. Very, very nice.
And loads of shit already.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, typical. Thank you very much, Rich Tunes. It's very nice. And as we say, like, the beer is available. If you haven't had a chance to try it, go give it a shot. We are going to try and do, we have a little bit of business to do, Dan, because, you know, we're doing the show. Dan, how do I promote this little thing that you've done, you've put together?
Oh, yeah. It's a, when the show is running, at the end of the show, I always do and remember whatever, something that happened in the show. So I always sort of write stuff down that sort of picked up during the show. So I have a list of the little things that Howard and Fred have both said.
Okay.
That are kind of interesting. It may take you back throughout the year.
Excellent. Well, that's coming up. And by the way, our very first musical performance as well. Lisa McEwen will be joining us shortly. But first, as you all know, part of the thing that keeps this thing, you know, going are our fine sponsors. And Frederick, why don't you tell us a little bit about somebody?
How much power do we have? The Buffalo Bills were supposed to play the New England Patriots today at 1 o'clock. I got a hold of the Bills, told them we were doing this, so they pushed the game back to 4:35. You may have noticed. So any Buffalo Bill fans, right? You're going to have time to enjoy this and then see the game. And again, you can send a note to the Buffalo Bills for that. And by the way, the Buffalo Bills, a 14-point pick to beat the New England Patriots this afternoon. And we're hoping that the Bills keep winning and the Kansas City Chiefs maybe lose the last couple of games this season so we can get that home field advantage. And again, a 14-point pick. The over-under on that game is about 43 points. I get those numbers from Bodog. All right? Bodog since 1994.
We have a couple people that we've been working with for a while that helped. They're a small agency, Canada Sports Marketing. And from that, we got to meet Ryan McCallum and Ryan Frigelli. We'll talk about them later. But Ryan's sister, Ryan McEwen's sister, Ryan McCallum's sister, right. Am I right? Is any of that right? Has been joining us for several years now, providing some great entertainment. Earlier, I think I played a little bit of her song. She's a recording artist. Here's a little sample of Lisa McEwen before she comes to the microphone.
Looking at the hood of the car behind us from the station wagon backseat. Daydreaming with Born in the USA cassette playing on repeat. Stuck in the middle of
The voice behind that song, it's called the 80s song. Go check it out. You can find it on Spotify, wherever you get your music. She's here once again to perform live. Please welcome to the Humble and Fred Christmas Show, Lisa McEwen, everybody.
Thanks, guys. It's great to be here. I do love spreading some Christmas joy, so I'm going to play for you my Christmas song. This is called Merry in Christmas. You put the Merry in Christmas. Stringing the popcorn, running the lights around. Do you know how much I love when you're here with me? All the movies are playing on TV that we love to see. So don't you go nowhere, cause I need you here with me. Put the Merry Christmas, oh, the bells are jingling, oh, the lights are twinkling, oh. The snowball dancing up right next to you. There ain't no better than a blanket made of two. And when you play me Santa baby, that's how I know you're the only one that I want underneath the mistletoe. You put the Merry in Christmas, oh, the bells are jingling, oh, the lights are twinkling.
Thank you very much. It's great to you do this for us every year, and we appreciate it. You know, we invited a bunch of people to come and say hi. And, you know, with schedules being what they are, we are very excited to have one of our sponsors, our newest sponsor, actually, from Ridley Funeral Homes. Yeah, it's going to be fun. Don't worry. Relax. It's like, it's not like Christmas for dead, but look at him. Brad Jones, everybody. Brad Jones.
It's unusual to have a live audience, so this is kind of neat.
Good one. Go. Good one. Good one, Brad.
Brad, I just wanted to say thank you. Well, and you know, we've asked you a lot of questions about the funeral business. Do you guys take a few days off? Does death take time away at Christmas?
No, we're 24/7, 365 days. You know, unlike you guys.
Have you ever buried anyone in a Santa suit? You know, maybe someone that did it at malls and it was, you know, a big thing to them.
That's a great question.
I thought so.
Yeah, we have.
You've buried someone in a Santa suit.
We've buried a Santa Claus that used to be in one of the malls.
That's wild.
Okay, let me ask you
a
follow-up question. Have you ever had Santa Claus at a funeral? Like, you know, for the, you know, hey, come and see the bereaved or whatever, and then you get ask Santa for something, you know? Or do you ever decorate a Christmas-themed funeral?
We haven't decorated a Christmas-themed funeral, no.
Okay.
No, and we haven't had a request for Santa to be there.
What is the stupidest question Humble and Fred have asked? Since we've become clients, or you were...
A client of ours.
They're a client of ours, right.
Let me pull up my list.
Yeah, all right, Brad. Easy now. Everyone's getting it on
you
the
know, back. Your last appearance, I had a humdinger, but then we get into the thing about siblings dying. So I can't wait in the new year. I'm not going to give it away today either.
Oh, yeah.
I got a great question for you about death.
Excellent.
Okay.
How many more
Stay
sleeps?
Tuned, everyone.
Yes. Fingers crossed we all make it through the holidays. Brad, thank you very much for making an appearance. And also, thank you for... your confidence in us, and I think everyone enjoys your conversations. Mm-hmm. And thanks for coming down. Okay.
Yeah. Thanks for having
everybody.
Me,
buddy. Yeah. We're very lucky to have a lot of people in our universe that contribute to the show. Some of the sounds that you've heard on our show, I think everyone knows this guy because we play this all the time. Is that Fred's microphone? Because let's change it. You can't hear me, or you can't hear anybody.
Stop talking.
Okay, well, here's a great idea. If everyone's just a little quieter, this whole thing will be over before you know it. But we're getting some feedback, and I can't tell if it's my mic or his mic.
I'll turn mine off.
Hold on a second. Let me just... okay. Now I've turned Fred's mic off, and there's no more feedback. No, I know. So I'm just going to pull his mic down a little bit, and you could just turn this up.
Yeah. You know, pull me back down, and I'll yell.
It's his microphone. So we're going to change the mic. So anyway, one of the people that we play a lot of on our show is this guy. Now, you wouldn't think so, but that's a real person. So we play that quite a bit on the show, and I was listening to some audio this morning, and I forgot that one day he called me.
Were you calling to be a nice man? I think calling to be a nice man. Well, I appreciate you calling to be a nice man. Now you got on to do anything. Good for you. Good for you.
So once again, that's a real person who pays taxes and things. So
yeah.
What I found today, Fred, let me hear you now.
How's that?
Okay,
let me... There we go. So increase the volume then.
Okay, go ahead and talk.
Okay, how's that?
Can you all hear that? I can't make it any louder. It's going to feed back. So go ahead and talk.
Hello, testing.
Are we there?
Yeah, there we go.
And you can still hear me? Okay, so... First of all, where is that guy? Where's Darren? Just wave. Where's Darren?
Darren, where? Yeah.
Darren, just wave.
Oh.
There he is. That's him, by the way.
That's Darren back. That's Ye-Man.
That's Ye-Man. Mm-hmm. And for Christmas, it would be silly if we didn't have Ye-Man's Christmas. You're going to want to play that around your family's table this year. When you've had enough of the people visiting your home, just throw this on.
Come and behold him, born the king.
So there you go. Thank you, Ye-Man. There he is. Thank you very much. I can't remember if we talked about this actually on the show or off the show. But a longtime supporter, a good friend of yours and a friend of mine, Fred Ball.
Yes. Fred Ball.
For quite a while, he hasn't done it in a while, but for very often, Fred would come on and tell stories about Fred, and we called that segment Fred on Fred. And I was corresponding with Fred, and he said, hey, can I have 10 minutes to tell a story about Fred? And I said, that seems like a really long time. But he has hopefully cut the story down a bit. But in the meantime, please welcome to the microphone, Fred Ball, everybody.
Yes. Hey, everybody. Hey, you're all.
There's Fred Ball. Hi, Freddie.
Hey, how are you?
Good.
I'm good. Just get the microphone a little closer for Freddie.
And again, we negotiated 5 minutes for this story.
Okay.
And Fred, you walked in a bit late. Well, What happened?
The drive from Wasaga Beach, man.
Oh, okay.
Give me a couple of minutes. No. Leeway.
Yeah, no,
that's
kidding,
the dedication.
Yeah.
This guy, he comes to all these events. He drives 2 hours here, 2 hours back, and it's much appreciated. You can have 6 minutes, Fred.
I think my good friends.
Well, I was going to say, and this isn't the first time you and I have done a show together, and we've done some stand up.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
and I got to tell you, as somebody that's been doing this all my life, for someone like Fred, like this isn't Fred's job, and I've seen him do his act, and it's cool to see somebody that gets up in front of people because it's not easy. But just so you know, I'm not going to give you a red light like we do in stand up. But when it gets to the point where we've had enough, I'm just going to play this.
Hey man, I just want to let you know that sometimes you gotta shut the fuck up. This current time is just one of those times.
I'm ready for that.
Okay, so when you hear that, you'll know.
Am I gonna like this, Fred?
You're always a prick at the end of it.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Well, that's
imagine
okay.
that.
Mm. So here, without further ado and delay, please welcome to the stage the very funny and. But a character, Fred Ball, everybody.
Thank you. Yeah, no, over the Humblin' Fred podcast years, I've told a lot of Fred on Fred stories, and this one I haven't told before, but I looked at the timing. This is 34 years ago, and at that particular time, my wife, my beautiful wife, Nancy, she was doing the afternoon traffic at CFNY, and Don Burns was the on-air announcer at the time. So because she's doing afternoon traffic, I get home from work before she does. And not long before this particular time, we had painted our house. We lived in Brampton, not far from Fred, and this color. So I get home. I get the mail out of the mailbox, and inside there's this letter that says, we don't like the color that you painted your house, and we want you to change it, signed a concerned neighbor. So I call Nancy at the radio station, the newsroom, and I tell her about this letter, which before traffic, she's immediately discussing it with Don Burns, who's laughing his head off saying, this is crazy, right? So anyway, Nancy gets home from the station, and she's... she grabs this letter and she's going out door to door, right? So then Fred calls out of the blue, hey, how's it going? What's happening? And then he says, how's Nancy? And I said, oh, she's going door to door with that letter to see who wrote it. And then all I hear is Fred going, Fred, I wrote the letter. I wrote the letter.
Obviously.
He says, go get her. Go get her, right? So... So Fred wrote the letter, and 34 years ago, a nice story, but
there you go. It was Fred's letter immediately.
I know.
Because if you didn't know, you weren't paying attention the last 35 years.
I believe that I didn't tell that because it's impossible to tell it without knowing
who
did it.
Yeah, that was a great prank. It actually was. And if I didn't love that woman so much, I would have let her go door to door giving everybody shit.
Right.
But like any other prank, I didn't mean it to go that far. I didn't want anyone to die, so.
Yeah. But Fred's, he always wants to prank me, but this prank, Nancy, I know
where
he felt
is Nancy?
Bad about it.
There she is. Hi, lovely Nancy Ball.
Mm-hmm.
God damn it. You know, Freddie, that was very good. I don't know what the other 9 minutes you had planned for that.
Yeah. But
that
was, what, was there a song with that or something?
The lead up.
Yeah, right. Was there like a musical number? Stop in the middle? Dude, that was great.
Thank you.
Freddie Ball, everybody.
You look good in a Santa hat, Fred.
Yeah, very nice.
Hey, Fred, talk to Brad Jones at Ridley Funeral Home, would you?
Hey, Freddie.
Yeah.
If you don't mind, we're going to do a little Sherpa talk here.
Yes.
And if you don't mind, we'll get to do that. Let's see. Here we go.
Yes. Yes.
A little Sherpa. And, of course, I'm going to tell you I'll tell you a little bit about what's going on today at Kelsey's.
Tim Niblett is a portfolio manager. Raymond James, a member of the Canadian Investors Protection Fund. Hey, if you have a portfolio and you're not sure it's performing to the level it should, talk to Sherpa Jay or Sherpa Tim. They will have a look at that portfolio, assess it, and tell you whether you're on track or not, to retire a millionaire. And who doesn't want to do that? It's a great offer. No strings attached, no obligation. They'll have a look, and if it's doing okay, they will tell you. All right? It's a great service, open to anyone. The Retirement Sherpa. Retirement J, Retirement Tim, RetirementSherpa.ca.
Well, one thing I know for sure is that you're going to retire with a lot of money because of all the money you're saving on logs and shampoo.
Hey, a guy's got to do what a guy's got to do.
Or go without.
Or you go without.
Hey, we're really happy to be here at Kelsey's.
Figure it out.
I did figure it out. We're here at Kelsey's. Now, we're going to give away some prizes today. We've got five $50 Kelsey's gift cards for Humble and Fred Trivia. And we have a gift card, free wings for 1 year. We'll do that at the very end. As well, you can come here anytime you want. They've got wing nights on Thursdays. They've got happy hour twice a day and awesome deals. If you want to find out more about Kelsey's and the new home of Humble and Fred on the road, go to kelseys.ca for all the details.
I highly recommend the buffalo chicken sandwich, okay? Just so you know, it's good. Great value.
It's true. No, it just makes me laugh. It's just like, you make me laugh. I'm sorry. I just find that funny. Every time I mention Kelsey and I just look to you, you go, buffalo chicken wrap.
Oh, no, not wrap. Well, the wrap's good too, but the buffalo chicken sandwich.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. Buffalo chicken sandwich.
It's more than one man can eat.
Okay. Mm-hmm. This is why you like it, because you take it home and then you get to have another meal out of it. Okay. Fred on Fred. Oh, Dan, do you want to go through your your list?
Hang on. Sure, yes. So to, like I was saying before, I collect whatever sayings throughout the show so I can add it to the very extra of the show. So here's a list of things just to take you back. Over the past year, things that have come out of these two guys' mouth. We'll start with to and fro, which happened, and then there's fuck tits.
Dan swore.
The only other time there's tit cock.
Obviously.
Comedy, it's a funny thing. Fred's Advent chocolate-coated Viagra Advent calendar.
Yes. Oh.
Dictator birthing grounds.
Uh-huh.
Wind can wreck a good day.
Oh.
There's, of course, the Harken Back.
By the way, I want to say Harken Back has really caught on the last couple of weeks because every other email, somebody is harkening back to something. Don't you enjoy harkening? I do. Yeah. Please continue.
And then there's we went through Bereft. The reciprocal and reciprocity.
You're doing good, Dan.
Yeah, I can't ever just say that. They're sagacious.
Okay.
Jesus doesn't want me to have a hole in one.
Obviously. Sure. Let's just be clear. Of all the nasty things I've said about him, he's preventing my ball from going in a hole.
Mm-hmm.
Just saying.
This is from me. Me here, too.
My favorite.
Putting Jew and Jew together. Fart like no one is smelling.
Mm-hmm. Which we should put on a t-shirt for sure.
Mm-hmm. There was shit poo wingle angle.
Mm-hmm. That was you?
Oh, I'm not sure. I can't remember that one.
Because I'm not an animal. Mm-hmm. There's travel ears. And finally, whoopsie daisy, fairsy wearsy, oopsie doopy, showsy wozy.
Dan Duran, everybody. Yeah. Got through that. Very excited, Dan. Now, Dan, do you mind if I ask you a couple of questions?
Oh, no. Yes, sure.
Now, you've been with both of us on this program now as a full-time participant for a few years, but you've been around our show. Dan Duran was a big part of our early days back at the Edge on Kennedy Road. Do you have any memories of our program or remembering meeting us? Or?
No, I don't.
Just put him on the spot.
I know.
I didn't think about this. Just small moments. I mean, Fred used his typewriter way into computer days. I do remember that.
Yes.
Yeah. I do remember falling off the chair a few times because it was very highlighted.
Stopping records for no reason.
Yes. Yeah. Can't help doing that when your brain isn't right.
Mm-hmm. Chainsaw in your face. Remember that?
Yeah,
hey, this is your segment. Why am I saying all these things?
Well, because I'm very careful with Dan because he has a lot going on in a giant, beautiful skull of his.
Yes.
But he doesn't seem to sometimes remember that he's known us for half his life.
That is true, actually.
Yeah.
35 years is a...
Well, you and I go back.
Way back, yeah, but...
Yeah. You've known Fred and I together for 35
25 years. Recent addition to my memory, but obviously more than half.
I know
my
you're life. Getting nervous now, so I don't want to put you on the spot. You're doing great. You're doing fantastic.
That's about it.
Yeah. By the way, I want you guys to hear something that Dan did the other day. We kind of hinted that, well, we talked about it the other day on the show, that we're going to be doing some new stuff in the new year. And one of the things we're doing is we're going to run some commercials on other people's podcasts. And Fred and I wrote some stuff, and we have, you know, one of the things we're so lucky, we have some people in our universe that are very, very highly ranked professionals in the voiceover world, Dan being one of them. Have a listen to a commercial that's going to run on some podcasts come January.
For years, Humble and Fred lived on the edge. For the last 13 years, they've pioneered podcast programming. It's a different type of show. Most podcasts are about one thing. This one's about nothing and everything. Politics, opinions, comedy, interviews, kids, dogs, they even have their own beer. Expect something completely different. The Humble and Fred Show. Fiercely independent and available wherever you get your podcast. Check with your doctor to see if Humble and Fred are right for you.
Dan Duran, everybody. Come on. Now,
that's good, Dan.
I've known Dan since I was 18 years old, and I've been in a lot of studios where he's recording, and I know that look that he has on his face when he hears his own voice. Did you get a tiny boner? I mean, not that you... Not that you can get one, but I mean, did you get a little? Forget it. Doesn't matter. Anyway, that was very well done.
Yeah, that was so good. I feel bad for making you move the shitter now.
Oh, we're going to get to that. We're going to get to that, kids.
Are we?
Yes.
We? Okay.
We've got Greg Wired standing by to perform, but we thought we would... Actually, why don't we get Greg to perform first, then we'll do the trivia, and then we'll wrap this thing up.
Mm-hmm.
Greg, are you ready? Okay.
Come on, brother.
I can only tell you that you're in for a real treat. If you're sort of new to our show and you haven't had a chance to hear him. How many remember Greg from when we first started the podcast 13 years ago? Anybody? Okay. Well, Greg has been performing around Toronto and around the world, in fact, for a long time. And when we first met, he was performing with a group called Classic Albums Live. And they would basically reproduce... like Beatles albums, note for note. And you're going to hear this guy. He's one of the finest musicians that's ever been on our show. And we're really lucky to have him here today. Please welcome Greg Wired, everybody. Okay, let me, is that mic on? No, it's not on. Why is that, Dan?
I don't know where the mic is plugged in.
Okay, go ahead. But the microphone's not on. That's weird, Bruce. The microphone stopped working. Give me another lip. No.
Two. There we go.
Oh, there we go.
There it is.
Hi, Greg.
Hi. Howard, thanks for having me back after...
A few years. Greg, we used to come in the studio on 30th Avenue there, and I would say, because he was such a good player, I'd say, can you play this song? And he'd go, yeah. Can you play that song? He'd go, yeah. But today he's going to play his own songs. Actually, we're going to play. You're going to play your own song first.
Yes.
Okay.
I wrote a Christmas song on a deadline because I had a deadline. I actually finished the song, so I'm going to play my Christmas song. It's called "Merry Christmas to All," and then I'm going to do probably a Beatles song.
Yeah.
Right on, bro.
Yeah.
There we go. Yeah.
So this is. I just put this on YouTube. So if you like it, you can go listen to it. Want it higher? Yeah. Okay. They're good?
Yeah.
I'm not used to these little... Okay.
That's cool.
Okay, here we go. Yeah. Every Christmas morning since the day I was born, I've had these memories. I would wake up early and the river would turn out just as happy as my dreams. And all the quiet voices singing their hearts out. For a moment, all the problems of their daily lives are passed out. Merry Christmas, let's all get together. Merry Christmas, one and all. Merry Christmas, let's all have a party. Merry Christmas to all. Merry Christmas to all. shine on that Christmas morning, then the joy would be times two. After opening presents and laughing with friends, a winter wonder waits for you. And in the garden, someone's starting a snowball fight. When the evening rolls around, you'll be a pet by the Christmas lights. Let's all get together. Merry Christmas, born and old. Merry Christmas, let's all have a party. Merry Christmas to all. Merry Christmas to all. Merry Christmas to all. Merry Christmas to all.
Real professional, eh, Darren?
It's been brought to our attention that no one can really hear us beyond these chairs. And if you want to, if everyone wants to come in, we're only going to be doing another 10 or 15 minutes. So if you want to kind of move in, the problem is if we make it any louder, it's going to feedback, and then these people are going to be, it's going to be too loud for you. You can hear it okay, Clyde? Okay.
Mm-hmm. Great.
Greg, that's an amazing song, and you're obviously an amazing musician. So, were you ever in a Beatles tribute band, or did you just do that Beatles?
I just did the. I'm in a Beatles band now called The Ones, which does the number one hits. But I was in Classic Albums Live,
right,
for about 15 years.
And in the Beatles tribute, who do you play? You play John or Paul?
Depends on the song. We'd flip back and forth. Sometimes I do. Mostly Paul, I guess, you know. But.
What other, have you done other bands too besides the Beatles?
Yeah, did Supertramp, Eagles.
Wow.
You know, and
wow.
You have to learn all the songs exactly,
sure.
You know, to a team.
So this song you're about to do, is this a favorite of yours? Because you were messing around with it.
You and I share Beatles fandom, I think,
yeah,
right?
All three of us, for
yes,
sure. So what song are you going to do?
I'm going to do one of my favorites, which is It's Only Love.
Great wire. Fantastic.
Thank you, Greg. I really appreciate it. I know we've asked you a couple times and you're always busy, but thank you very much. For more information about Greg Wired, go to gregwired.com. Look for his music. He's very, very talented, and we're so lucky you came by.
Thanks for having me. Thank you.
Fantastic.
All right. Big Ryan, we need you now. Okay, so we're going to ask you guys some questions. We're almost done here. We've got a $550 gift certificate for Kelsey's. For some gift certificates, you can spend $50 here. And then we're going to give somebody wings for a year.
That's right. $50, I think that would get you at least three chicken sandwich. three chicken sandwich and a drink.
How many fire logs can you buy for that? I would trade you. Okay, so what we're going to do is this. Mike and Earl, mm-hmm. I want you to spot the hand that goes up first. And then we will just have you. We don't need you to come up. I guess you can just answer.
Yeah.
What do you think? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Do you want to ask the first question? Let me see if there's anything else I need to play. Oh, I guess I could do this. This might be fun for people if they want to hear it, you know? Okay. Mm-hmm. No, that's not it. It's this one.
Hi, guys.
Hi, guys.
Hi, guys.
All right, here's our first, where is it, Freddie? It's right there.
Right, here we go. Who was the first female voice heard on the Humble and Fred podcast in 2011?
Kelly Cattrera is right, everybody. Yes. That's exactly it.
That's how it works, see?
Ryan's got the gift certificate. Okay, very good.
Well done.
Wow. All right, second question. Ladies and gentlemen, I just need you in the back there. Just be quiet. I know you can't hear us. Who was the semi-famous, well, he was pretty famous, son of a Rat Packer that guested on our show and thought we were live on the radio? Yes.
Frank Sinatra Jr.
That is right.
Frank Sinatra Jr. was on our show. Yes, he was.
And for you people who don't know, the entire time he was in our studio, he thought he was live on some radio station. Mm-hmm. He didn't have the heart to tell him we weren't.
And
we stopped swearing for that episode.
And he's one of the many people we've killed after he's been on our show.
Exactly.
Kreskin is the latest, you might have noticed. He sat in the Humble and Fred chair, and of course, now he's gone. Uh-huh.
Okay, so I guess we'll get a new question.
Oh, what was that?
That was the last question. We'll come up with something else.
Oh, we can come up.
Oh, no, I'll ask her. It'll be fun. Okay, this is your next question right there. Or do you want to give the answer? Okay, go ahead.
I forgot. And I think I wrote that question,
yeah, you did.
Too. That's oh, well. Anyway.
Okay, go ahead.
Dan Duran was our first producer. Our second one had a nickname. What was it?
Yes.
Bingo Bob?
No.
Oh, it's not Bingo Bob. You, sir.
Danger Boy is right.
Now, I've got a little bit of audio here that will go along with this question.
Mm-hmm.
For you people who may not have heard this, it only took up about a month of the show, or it seemed like it. Where is that? Okay, so there was, for you who don't know, Dan, innocently... put a porta potty. Maybe I'll just refresh your memories. He put a porta potty on next to Fred's trailer, and Fred usually lets this kind of stuff slide.
Yeah,
but in this particular case,
I'm easy.
That's right. In this particular case, it seemed to you found that irksome.
Oh, very much so. Yes.
Yeah. And it's funny because you know my memory of doing the show during that time, we were trying to keep things light. You know, being the moderator or the you know, the guy in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to take you back to that that moment a few days, or a couple of weeks ago, I should say, when Fred first found out.
Move the fucking thing, is my point.
It didn't occur to me to ask.
Well, it wouldn't occur to you, and that doesn't surprise me either.
Okay.
Remember, we're a comedy-based show.
We want the shitter moved off our site. No kidding. So he sticks it at my place. Anyway, why on my site, not his?
Oh.
back of my trailer? There's no, no, there's no room back there.
Anyway. You're kidding, aren't you?
About what?
Where you put it?
Didn't even occur to what's like.
It wouldn't occur to you, and that doesn't surprise me either.
Okay.
Move the fucking thing, is my point.
How much fun are we having?
Ask you the question again. You're kidding, aren't you?
No.
Dan, could you just not make it part of my world, please? But you've literally got it against my trailer. You've got to be kidding.
It didn't occur to me to ask.
Like, it's just bizarre. Take the shitter, put it against the wall of your trailer. How about that? How about that, Dan?
Well, Karen, I mean Fred, is getting very annoying at this point. Move on.
There you go.
I mean,
we thought, okay, that's enough. Like, seriously, move it off our site.
So people have asked me, you know, if this has done anything
to
damage
the peace, man.
Oh shit, sorry. People have asked me if this has done anything, you know, to damage your friendship. But this is why they're separated, right?
You know, something like that could, but we have a long history of these type of things. And there's just another one along the way, right, Dan?
That's right.
Yeah.
No deep cuts here. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm conditioned to Dan aggravating me with some people. So it's
but,
okay.
You know, it's funny when you're doing it, you don't really hear the tone. But when we went back and listened to it,
I know.
Ooh, Jesus.
Yeah, I'm not proud of that. Well, I got to tell you, I'm not proud of that.
The thing is, you and I are very lucky, and I'm going to tell you why.
Why is that?
I've thought about this, because I've known Dan since I was 18 years old, and you've known him since you were a little older. But Dan is really, honestly, one of the sweetest people you'll ever meet.
Oh, he'd do anything for you.
Absolutely.
Except to move the shit.
But, yes. But those are the kind of things, you know, where, like, I've told stories about being on vacation with Dan, and he's like, oh, let me hold the joint. Let me hold the joint. We're like, all right, Dan, you can hold the joint. And it falls over the balcony, and you have no joint. That's legendary.
That
we're both very lucky because of the things that we've said and the tone of your voice. Oh, can you imagine?
It's awful.
If Dan was a different kind of personality, he would have shoved that porta potty up your party pooper. Like, seriously. Can you imagine if somebody talked to you like that?
Oh. No, I know. Look at the arms on me.
Oh,
crush my head.
Like, he could take that thing out of his pants and just start whipping with it.
All I would say is when I hear that back, I'm not proud of it, but it shows you that was authentic. I was really pissed off at the time. That was not an act.
Yeah.
But it's okay. Everything's fine now.
He's
it's moved. It's moved, and it's not leaking apparently. And everything will be fine.
I know you. I know you pretty well. You didn't have to tell me it wasn't an act. Okay. So this is a question about that particular thing. This is your question right here. Oh no, the shitter. That's mine.
Yeah,
okay. The shitter controversy where Dan rudely erected a porta potty on Fred's property. What is the name of the lake where this chaos took place?
This woman in glasses.
That's woman. The woman in the glasses.
Yeah, hands up, you.
Yeah, you.
Yes, you keep looking around. You. No, you don't know?
I know. Go home, Lake.
Lovesick Lake is
the
answer.
Lovesick Lake, you got it.
Yeah. Very nice. Lovesick Lake. And
that doesn't mean you all got to show up there this summer either, Ben.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, what everyone should do is get a porta potty and bring it over to Fred's place.
Yeah.
Fred, do you want to ask this last question? I'm sure no one is going to know the answer to this one.
Okay, get ready, Earl. Many famous people have died after appearing on the Humble and Fred show.
Too early.
Who is the latest victim of the death chair?
Chris!
Preston!
You yeah!
I don't know how you would have got that. Okay.
I'm trying to think. I think that's it, everybody.
Just got one more.
You got the big one.
Yeah, we got the big one. Okay.
The big winger. The winger.
Okay, so before we close down for the next couple of weeks, we wanted to take a second, obviously, and thank a few people. This gentleman over here helped put us all together and all this sound, even though it's a little bit... Bruce Mallory, everybody! As well, the guys that have helped us out, the tall fellow and his partner, Ryan McCallum. Where's Ryan? Ryan's gone. That's right. Okay, Ryan Frigelli from Canadian Sports Marketing is here. The producer of the Humble and Fred Show, ladies and gentlemen, Toronto, Mike Boone. A lot of the sounds that you hear in our show, some of the voices, rich tunes we've already said, but say hi to Jamie Watson. Jamie's in the back somewhere, Jamie.
Jamie!
And our friends from Kelsey's, Dina Rico and Jessica Mantini right over here. There they are. And I want to make sure I get this right this time, Dina. If you buy on your way, I never get this right. On your way out, we have a $10 off a $50 coupon.
No, no, no.
If you buy a $50 coupon,
gift card, you get free wings.
You get free wings.
On your next visit.
Thank you
on
very much.
On your next visit, there
That's
you go.
That's only the 40th time I've tried to say that. Hey, before we shut down, I want you guys to meet somebody that Dan's been was one of our original producers, but along the way, Bingo Bob, Shawarma, and there was a kid that was our intern who became our producer. Then he produced the show that I hosted on Boom 97.3. And then he went over to Zoomer Radio. Are there any fans of Zoomer Radio here? Everybody?
Yeah, yes, there are.
Oh, yes. Yeah. We love the Zoomer. Mm-hmm. And, like, when we first met him, like, when we first met this kid, he wasn't shaving. His voice hasn't dropped. He was just a young boy.
Look at you, for God's sake.
But now he's the host of the Zoomer Radio show in the morning. Andy Wilson, yeah. Everybody.
How come Fred's louder than you?
I don't know. It's unbelievable. I know. You know, Andy used to say this to Fred and I all the time. All right, old man. All right, old
yeah.
man.
Yeah.
But now look at us. We really are old men.
And I'm talking to the old guys. That's the funny thing is I used to work with the old guys, and now I'm talking to a bunch of old guys like Fred and yourself in the morning at AM 740,
no,
Zoomer Radio.
Yeah, he is the host of Zoomer Radio, and it's for seniors. It is, and hey, we're seniors, so.
It's not for seniors.
It's for seniors.
Seniors. 45 plus.
Oh, okay.
All right, Mr. Consultant, don't give us this demographic bullshit.
For 45 plus, you seem to give a lot of prostate news. That's what I'll tell you. That's for sure.
Andy, thanks for coming by. And just quickly,
am I done? Okay, good.
No, just quickly. How many Humble and Fred Christmases were you part of?
Humble and Fred Christmases? Probably three. And then with you, a bunch more. But
right.
With Humble and Fred, probably three. One at AM... Mojo,
right,
and then a couple
Mojo.
At Mix, and that was it. That was about it.
Well,
did I survive too?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Just one? Oh, okay.
Listen, man, it's good seeing you. Thanks for doing
this.
Okay,
buddy.
It was very sweet for you to come by.
Well, I love you guys, and I'm so happy for you guys, and it's so good to see you, and you as well, Dan, and Mike Boone, and it's great to be here.
We're thrilled you have a job.
Yeah. I want to know, why is his mic louder than everybody's mic? Okay, thanks, Andy. Andy Wilson, everybody. What?
No.
Come on. Well, this is a surprise. We have a special guest. Here's somebody that for the longest time we worked with in radio. And then we asked her to come on our podcast. And she did a great job. In fact, she did such a great job that she got hired by her radio station and she was off doing her own program. But like a lot of people in radio, she's now back visiting a podcast. Kelly Cotrera, ladies and gentlemen.
Mm-hmm. Hi, buddy.
You know... And we wrote that question about Kelly Cotrera with no idea that you were going to be here today. No kidding.
I had no idea either.
Well,
I was
sleeping
on the couch down the road, and I just found out and rolled in. So, now, Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah.
Nice to see you.
Good to see you.
It's been a long time. Kelly was at AM 640 doing her own talk show for a long time, and it was very, very good, and you're very talented. But I just have a question. Was it embarrassing, the couple of years you spent with us doing the podcast?
No. That was the best time I've ever had.
No.
It's true.
Very nice.
Oh, really?
I mean it.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Because
wow.
Dan, you can see, because Dan, like you, is a professional, but he's incredibly embarrassed to be on our show, yet he shows up every goddamn day. How are things? You good?
Yeah, I'm great.
Yeah, you look great.
I'm great, yeah. Just kind of hanging around.
So you're going to retire now?
I'm just wondering if you're looking for a news person because I need a gig.
No.
Okay.
But we can get somebody to beat the shit out of Ben Mulrooney if you want.
Okay.
Although I met him recently, he's a lot taller
tempting.
Than you think.
Yeah, it's tempting. Yeah. That's his side.
It's very, very sweet of you to come by and say hi and Merry, Merry Christmas. Merry Kelly Christmas. Cotrera, everybody.
Yay.
Yeah, we're just wrapping things up here. All right.
Isn't that sweet?
That's
Kelly's
a very
here.
Sweet thing. And, yeah. We thanked everybody. We did the thing. Yeah, thanks all for coming out. We're going to be back a new show on January 6th. And I can't remember.
We're back. Yeah, we're back. January 6th.
Oh, yeah. All right. I've got a gift for you guys.
We're back January 6th for 4 weeks before we start our sort of winter schedule.
Okay. No. So, Mike, give me the top one first. That little, that one. Just this part.
Oh, you didn't buy gifts.
No. Well, just we'll see. So, everyone, we talked about this. Jen Kelly gave us a gift for Fred and Dan.
Oh, yes. That's right. Yeah.
Happy campers.
Right.
There you go.
Right on.
So that's for you guys. Here you go. And
hang that on.
Next up is just leave that on the side. This over here. So we've been talking about how turkey just is overrated and kind of tastes shit.
Mm-hmm.
So what I got you and Dan, I got you guys this.
I thought we said no gifts,
Howard. You'll see. Oh,
it's a joke gift.
Well, it's not really a joke gift, but I think you'll like it. Open it up.
Oh, okay.
So this is a hot sauce
that
my daughter introduced me to. Okay. And the first time I tasted it, I said, oh, Fred's going to love this. And I thought, Dan, you might like it too, because if you put this stuff on anything, even turkey, it'll make it taste great.
Awesome. Oh, that's look great. At that.
You're going to freak out.
Chili and oil with peanuts.
And, hey, Yee Man, Darren, I got you some, too, because you love turkey. And the final thing I got is that other bag, that one there, because Fred said, you remember on the show, he said, no one can have bark this year unless they bring back the tins.
Oh, there's... Hey, doll. Oh, look it, we got tins back.
So there you go. Merry Christmas.
She's so embarrassed because she would never, ever say that.
Joel, do you know that he said no one gets barked this year unless you bring back a tin on deposit? You have no idea.
Oh, we got three.
Oh, yeah. And what do we have here?
And they're worth about like a buck and a half each.
Oh, and Dan's got something for you.
Oh, really?
I don't want to be excluded from the tin world either. So.
Oh,
what's this, Dan?
It might be a cookie tin or two.
Oh, doll.
There you go, doll.
Tons. Bark. See, bark will continue next year.
That's very nice.
For us, anyway.
Right.
Now, Dan.
In all those tins, if you may have to break down a tin or two there, Fred.
Oh, that's right. It's like
it's like one of those
Russian dolls?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Keep going.
I can do that.
Do we have time for that now, or do you want
to do it later if you want?
Okay.
He wants me to do it now?
Well, I don't know.
Wouldn't mind it, but...
Yeah, why don't you do it quickly?
Okay. There must be something special in there.
Now, Dan, I know that you're not getting me a gift this year because I still haven't opened the one you got me last year.
Well, that's not exactly true.
Oh, wait a minute. Dan did get me a gift. He's a sweet boy. Let me guess. It's another mouse.
No, it's not a mouse, but you were talking about how you couldn't find your phone anymore, so I got a fluorescent case.
Aw, thank you very much.
Okay. Oh, my goodness.
Thank you, Bubba.
Thank you very much. That's great.
I don't think we gave you all these tins, Dan. This is a special.
It's a backlog. I just want to be known.
And down inside here is... What is that? Oh, it's an outhouse Christmas ornament. Isn't that sweet?
That's so sweet. That's so sweet, considering this tone of voice.
Move the fucking thing.
Considering that thing was said.
That's nice, Dan. There's even someone in it.
A little reindeer.
Listen, I know we're all going to forget about this till spring, and he goes back and sees how much Dan Duran poo is in there, and it's going to start all over again.
Oh, that's important.
Thank you to everybody at Kelsey's. Let's give the staff here at Kelsey's a round of applause. And we have one final question for wings for a year. All right. And here we go. This is going to be tough.
Okay, but and let me, there's a bit of a qualifier. There's like, you need two of three answers, right?
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
There's actually three answers, just get two of them.
And here, and then, Freddie, you asked this one.
Okay.
Here we go.
Howard and I have three grand puppies. Can you name two?
Oh, this woman. Oh, she choked.
Hold on, hold on. Let her try.
God damn it. Oh, she's
choking. Okay, someone else. Yes, sir.
Billy and Dougie. There you go.
Billy and Dougie is the right answer.
Okay. It's funny. Dogs are just like kids. We put that question together, and it was Billy and Dougie, and then I'm thinking, what about Winnie? I can't leave Winnie out. That's my daughter's dog. So if you'd have said Winnie, that would have been true as well.
Listen, everyone, we really appreciate you coming out. That's all we've got time for today. We're going to turn Kelsey's back to the people. Thanks to everybody that was here. And thanks to all our sponsors and people that didn't get a chance to come to Kelsey's. Our fingers are crossed that we're going to be coming back here sooner than later, Dina and Jessica. We'll see. But we will see you all on January 6th. Give yourselves a round of applause for coming out. We appreciate it. And now, to send us home, here's Dan Duran, everybody.
Humble and Fred's gift of Christmas was brought to you by The Retirement Sherpa, The Chambers Plan, Boron One, Bodog, Ridley's Funeral Home, and Kelsey's Original Roadhouse. For contests and comments, we read all the emails, humbleandfred@humbleandfredradio.com, humbleandfred@humbleandfredradio.com. Tell us what you think. And check out our other podcasts in the Humble and Fred Network, Swing Thoughts, Aging with Energy, and Jeff and Julie Moved to France During a Global Pandemic. From the Manny Vargas Zoom Theater, I'm Dan Duran. And remember, travelers, bring the merry to your Christmas and enjoy every goddamn day. Just clap your hands. Where's that? Tables at a microphone. Where's that? I gotta count tables at a microphone.